Hello, my friends. This is Joe Siegel, and I am so grateful that you are listening in this moment here with me and enjoying this moment of time together with me. I want to share a realization, a epiphany, a breakthrough thought that I have that I hope will help you. And basically, the idea is that when we communicate to ourselves, when we think our thoughts emotionally, it charges those thoughts with energy. Emotion is emotion, energy in motion. And so when we have emotional things happen to us in life, we tend to remember them because it charges the memory with motion, with energy in motion, with emotion, and it stores it in our brain, and it becomes something that we can recall our whole lifetime, these emotional events. So emotions carry a lot of power in our life. And sometimes when we are frustrated, we tend to, I'll speak for myself, I tend to ask disempowering questions like, why me? Why is this happening to me? Why am I having problems with my relationship with so-and-so all the time? Why is my relationship so difficult all the time with so-and-so? Why are they doing this to me? Why am I always having problems with my computer? Why doesn't this work for me? Things should just work. You know, why aren't I making enough money for everything I want to do? Why do I have these money problems all the time? Why is my health not as good as I want it to be? Why can't I lose another 5 pounds when I want to? And see, these types of questions end up being very emotional and very debilitating in their essence. Because what happens is, when we say anything is a powerful, magical statement. When we say is, we are pronouncing it. We are pronouncing ourselves as this being our reality. When we say is, we are making this statement about our reality. What is? So when we say, why is it so hard for me to make enough money? Then what the universe is hearing, what our subconscious mind is hearing, is it is so hard for us to make enough money. We are saying this is our truth. And when we say this is our truth, our mind, our subconscious wants to keep that reality in place for us. It wants to make us right. It wants to support our reality so we feel comforted and safe and right, that the way we see life is actually what life is. So the other thing that happens, besides us cementing into our mind, our subconscious mind, which is a part of our mind that operates in the background, below the threshold that we are aware of it, where over 95% of all of our thoughts take place that keep our body functioning and our life going, is when beyond that statement of is the statement we put in front of it, which is why. When we say the word why, when we ask the question why, what happens? Our mind, our subconscious mind specifically, starts working on the answer, and it starts filling in as much as it can to substantiate our premise, the is premise. And when the is premise is something like, why is it that life isn't working for me? Why is it that I don't have enough money for what I want? That is statement is our pronouncement of our reality. And then when we tell our mind, the subconscious mind, which is connected to the collective unconscious mind, or what we might call, some of us with more of a spiritual understanding or predisposition, the universe, when we say why, then our subconscious mind, connected to the collective unconscious of everything, starts working to answer that why question in ways that support our premise. So it starts feeding our subconscious mind all of the possible ideas, whether they are based in reality, and many times they are not, and it starts feeding those answers about, well, you're not good enough, that's why. Because people don't like you. That's why. Because you haven't worked hard enough. That's why. Because you're just not a lucky person. That's why. All of these type of things are answers that our subconscious mind will come up with to help us substantiate our view of reality, our is statement, to make us feel like, oh yeah, I'm right about my is statement, because we want to feel right. If you haven't noticed on social media, everyone wants to get likes. Everyone wants to get shares and retweets. They want to be validated. They want to feel like their view of the world is right, because we are wired this way to want to feel like we are being validated by life, by others, by reality, that what we say and see is real actually is, and is real for us. And so our subconscious mind works in this way. That's why social media is so addicting, because it mirrors our subconscious mind. We want to be validated. And so our subconscious mind works when we say, why don't I have enough money for what I need? It works to validate that is statement, I don't have enough money for what I need. And as your reality, that will always be your reality as far as what it's hearing. And because you're not saying, why is it that I don't have enough money for what I need right now only? Because usually I have plenty of money for what I need. You're saying, this is my reality. Why is it that people always betray me or mistreat me or, don't listen to me, or whatever the frustrated emotion is when you're coming up with these why statements? Your subconscious mind will start making that true. It will start filling in the blanks with all the positive, all the potential types of answers to your why question. So now that I've identified the problem, which is when we use these emotionally charged why is statements about the things we are unhappy with, we are cementing our subconscious mind and reality of that problem. We are reinforcing the problem as something we are locked into experiencing, and our subconscious mind is working while we're sleeping, while we're awake, 24 hours a day to come up with the reasons to make us think and feel like our frustrated emotion and fear is actually our reality that we're locked into. And that creates all kinds of ways of closing down our mind, our emotions, our self-confidence, our ability to see opportunities, to try new things. And none of that is good if we want to shift our life in a positive, powerful, enjoyable, fulfilling direction, right? We want to be open to change. We want to be open to self-confidence. We want to be open to new opportunities. We want to be open to doing difficult things that we might resist because they could lead to a new change and new reality. And if we're constantly reinforcing this idea in our conscious and subconscious mind that our most frustrated feelings are our reality, it makes it very difficult to create that change. So here's the thing, and I'm sorry it's taken so long to get to this point, but the solution that I want to suggest that we try is, instead of saying, why is it that my computer always breaks down just when I need it? Why is it that I don't have enough money for what I want? Why is it that something is always hurting in my body? Instead of saying statements like that, let's try an experiment. Let's try and say, why is it that I always have the money I need just when I need it? Why is it that I always get people coming into my life to help me with what I need to do? Why is it that I can always find people who are reliable and trustworthy when I need them in my life? You see what I'm saying? Come up with positive is statements and questions that will be empowering, not disempowering, empowering questions, so that your subconscious mind, which is very, very powerful, will start working 24 hours a day while you're awake, while you're asleep, while you're driving, while you're daydreaming. It will start working on substantiating your reality, helping you to create new feelings, new awarenesses, so that you will be open to the opportunities to create and construct and allow that reality to be validated. Because, like I said, human beings love to feel right. We love to feel validated, that our reality, our view of reality is correct. Our subconscious mind works to help validate our feelings and thoughts about our reality. So let's work the system. Let's work our mind, our system, the way we know that it's actually working. If we are aware, then let's use our awareness to make empowering questions. And every day, for the next 7 days, for the next 21 days, I want us to go ahead and come up with a list of empowering questions. Why is it that I found somebody and can easily find someone who loves me and treats me well in my life? Why is it that I have new ways of making money that give me financial freedom and liberty to live how I want to live and where I want to live? Why is it that my income keeps increasing and I enjoy what I'm doing so much? How could I possibly be this fortunate and lucky in life all the time? Why is it that I have such great friends who are always there for me when I need them? Why is it that my family is so happy and healthy and things are always going so great for us? Why is it that I'm able to eat healthy foods and enjoy them and lose weight easily? You see what I'm saying? Come up with your own questions, identify the areas of your life that you would like to see improve, and then state it as an is statement and put a why in front of it and put some emotion behind it. That's the key, okay? Not just why is it that I'm making more money all the time and everything is going so good in my life, right? You want to put emotions into it. You want to feel it. Like, just like when you get frustrated and you say, why is it that I can't trust people? They're always betraying me. Why is it that I don't have enough money when I need it? Why is it that something is always hurting in my body these days, right? Those are real charged emotions. So that's the key. How do we charge the emotions? How do we infuse that energy, emotion, energy in motion. Set that energy in motion into the field of infinite potentiality and set our subconscious mind playing that tune and coming up with those reasons to help us see new opportunities, to feel new possibilities, and to embrace this new reality and to attract this new reality in ways that actually create what people now call the law of attraction. And so we must create a tension that is through our intention. Our intention to create this reality, this feeling, this new experience in our life, to create this intention, we must hold intention, attention through our emotions. So what can you do to create those emotions, those positively charged, energized emotions? You can listen to music that is like really charged, emotionally charged music. You know, like I could say, smart speaker, play Star Trek music. And this might energize me of the future is great, a great adventure, right? Or I might say, play great exercise music. Play rock and roll workout soundtrack.
Rock and Roll Workout by OR2 Workout Music Crew on Amazon Music.
All right, so you get the idea. All right, that's the pause. So if you have the radio, if you have, you know, Spotify, if you have YouTube, you pull up music that is energized, that you would work out to, that would give you energy, that's emotional. Soundtracks from motion pictures, workout soundtracks, whatever energizes you. Or watch a video clip on YouTube or TV of something that inspires and gets you emotional in a positive way. Right? Or read a book or something that inspires and energizes you and triggers your imagination and the potential of the things that you're trying to experience, of good emotions, of abundant prosperity, of a great relationship. And so use media, instead of having being used by media to manipulate us into fear and watching things and buying advertising, let's use media to manipulate our own emotions so that we could reinforce the reality we want to create in our life. And then ask the why questions. Why is it that whenever I put out great energy, I create great things in my life? Why is it that things keep working better and better for me? Why is it that people are always so kind and helpful to me? And I want you to ask these questions and see what happens. And just be open. Be open to your life improving and keep asking positive, reinforcing, empowering why questions. And see how your life changes for the better. I think it will. I'm so excited that I found this realization and that I could share it with you. And I hope that you will find good music and good videos and good books and good materials to inspire you, get your energy up, go run around the block if you can, go for a walk, run on the treadmill, whatever it takes, get your energy up, listen to the energized music, and then start asking yourself positively infused, emotional, positive why questions. Why are things so great? Why is it that even when I make mistakes, things work out great for me, right? And come up with as many positive why questions as you can. Will you try this, please? Give it a try and see what happens in your life. Try this every day. I'm going to ask a positive why question of myself. When I'm feeling frustrated, when I'm starting to feel frustrated, I'm going to know that's going to be a trigger to me to remind me to shift and ask a positive why question. Why is it that I'm feeling so great right now? And then see what happens. My name is Joe Siegel, and I want to thank you so much for listening to this and being here. And I'd love to hear from you about your experience when you start asking positive why questions to trigger your subconscious mind and your life to respond accordingly. Do your emotions start changing? Do your life experiences start changing? Do you start noticing more things happening in the way that you would like to see them happen in your life? Do your frustration levels decrease in your life? Are you more able to deal with things, have resilience to deal with the emotional ups and downs in your life? Let me know what your experience is. I'd love to hear from you. Have a wonderful day and evening. Namaste. The higher self and love in me bows to the great higher self and love in you. Just a reminder, if you're listening on a smart speaker and you want to hear the previous episode of the Inner Peace Podcast with Joe Siegel, say, smart speaker, play the previous episode. To hear the next episode, say, smart speaker, play the next episode. Where smart speaker is actually the name that you use to activate your smart speaker. I'm not saying it here because I don't want to activate your speaker accidentally.